Tweeted, you named it, episode 19, coffee. That's the name of this one, coffee. Episode 19, coffee. He tweeted, you named it, with your host, Byron, aka Lord Byron, also known as Black Rocker and Lord Black Rocker on Instagram. Here with Parker Barnes.
So,
doing some out loud recording. Out loud is not the right word.
Oh, Kyle. What
I was looking for. What's happening, son? We just got a drop in. We have a new open door policy here at Morning Call. In New Orleans.
It's cold as fuck.
Kyle Smith has just walked up on us.
What's happening?
It's cold as fuck.
Indeed.
I was looking for y'all motherfuckers. I couldn't see shit.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to text when you actually got here. I was about to say we in the...
I just sent y'all messages.
I didn't get hit.
Oh,
my phone's always
set. I just saw it come up.
I think I need to switch from T-Mobile. This is a shit on T-Mobile. Fuck T-Mobile. I ain't getting no service at home.
They just put them on commercial saying they did shit.
Yeah, they not.
With all the balls and all?
They're lying. They're lying to the public. On public television, you lying. They're coming for your T-Mobile.
The Metro PCS is the sister company. That's what you call that shit? The one under them?
Oh, yeah. Metro. Yeah, everybody's getting switched to Metro.
I don't know, man. I feel USC like sponsors. Verizon didn't catch my signal at home. Like T-Mobile, nothing.
You had
it's
Sprint?
Always that.
I never had Sprint. I got Sprint this cycle out there. You know, my ex stayed out there and shit. Horrible signal still.
Yeah. Feel free to sit down if you like.
I'm
okay.
Cool.
All right. Do you
want some coffee?
The coffee, hot chocolate, and
some. All right, I guess I'm going to get somebody to get some service.
Actually, I'm just going to go get this shit and bring it back.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You
want
hot chocolate
coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah. Working off of work status?
Yeah. It was just here. I forgot. This nigga work, bro.
Yeah. Apparently, Parker works here at the
he's about
place
to get
we're
the
recording.
Shit.
Yeah, he's going to go get it. They're gonna let him probably.
You getting beignets too?
I told you.
Oh man, it's so cold.
Trying to get food and shit. What was I gonna say? What's been happening this week?
I woke up at 4 today.
Damn. 4 in the afternoon?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's my used to time.
I was waking up that. I was like, this is the time Byron wakes up. This is horrible. This is a disgusting feeling. It feels like I didn't do shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
A goddamn thing today.
It's great, man. Wake up, the sun's going down.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, where'd the day go?
Gone. Like, I got a night job or something. No, just acid and a whole bunch of other drugs.
Drugs.
Poosh.
Hashtag drugs. The holidays just passed. The holidays, you know which ones. All the mics are fucking canceled. That shit was brutal.
Ew, brutal, son. I'm
fiending for mics.
Got some shit to work on. I'm itching. Oh.
I don't think I've been to an actual open mic in a while.
Mm-mm.
Like, even the shows I've been to aren't even open mics.
Even open mics. Nope. What's supposed to be at the Dragon's Den?
That's a book show again.
Oh.
I think Kamari's on it, though. John, probably. Mm. Yep. Comedy. That's probably your message.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 Facebook posts from the same person.
Yo, a hot chocolate and coffee.
You gotta respond.
Beignets.
Third option.
There we go.
Chocolate beignets.
Chocolate beignets.
That's what we desire.
Fluffy, fluffy crust.
Oh, we're missing
socks today.
I got on the long johns. It's probably, 50 degrees out of here?
Yeah, 48 I got.
48. That was a good guess with 50, huh?
Yep.
That was a very good guess with 50.
That was ballparking.
This is at 6:43, so let's check this out.
Trust my intuition and shit.
Still probably 48. It's just Friday, yo.
Yep. John's thinking about La Nuit being open tonight.
Yeah, fucking Jackie said it was gonna be open to the 8th.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe John talked to somebody. That's what Parker said. I don't trust Blonde Weed being open before the lady wants it to be open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it might happen. Because John has been talking to a famous person.
Did you want chocolate or coffee?
Chocolate.
Fuck, I got two. That guy has two coffees. I'm gonna bring it back. That's cocoa. I only got one cup and two coffees.
That's cool.
I be fucking with people's order like this. Yeah, we're working everything. I'm a lazy motherfucker, man. Because I ain't hit your niggas up until you was making them, like, it's kind of late. I should
How
go back and ask.
How much cost, by the way?
It's like half off. It's like half off.
Sweet.
What's up, man? We need some sugar shit.
I want some of those,
Thank
too.
You.
How much of those can I get?
I'm on like 240.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Yeah. Thank you.
You want one?
Yeah. Take this shot. No.
We'll be back.
You'll be back?
Oh, yeah.
With the order. Hey. Some hot beignets.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Oh, thanks, man. Shit, I got these for you, dude. You gotta get another order.
Huh?
You got these for you. Hey, you ain't gotta worry about the crust. It's good.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you bring back change.
I think that's powder.
That's powder.
It is.
They be doing that shit when, like, people come here from out of town. They be taking the regular sugar and $40 they bring in.
Yeah.
Like, it's the wrong way to do that.
You're not living life right now. You're putting powdered sugar. Like, you're putting regular sugar in your beignets. Granulated. Nope, you gotta put the granulated on the ground and the powdered in your coffee.
Oh, man.
Over the shoulders.
Exciting. Yeah, all the other things.
You get all of your shit.
So gonna point the conversation into the metaphysical. Mm-hmm. I recently bought some tarot cards that are pretty fucking cool. Learning about the tarot and shit. Mm. Yeah, like,
how's it going?
It's going well.
Have you practiced any yet?
Yeah, I've done like three or four readings.
On just fucking with it?
Intentions.
Or?
Like, there's a thing called a 15 card spread.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is pretty much going, like, you ask a question about an idea you have,
mm-hmm.
or like a road you want to travel. You lay down 15 cards in a certain specific order, and like they relate to like the question you ask, and two paths you can take, and the two forces that are helping you. And like each thing has three cards.
Man, you doing this to your own?
Yeah, like my own question.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they come with huge books and shit that tell you, like, specifically what each card means. But what's more fun is to, like, look at the pictures and get, like, your own intuition off of what you think it means.
Thanks, dude.
No doubt, yeah. Yeah.
Have fun with whatever the hell you
do. Yeah, man, it's all about, like, trusting your mind and shit.
Mm. I need that. I don't trust myself in my mind at all.
Yeah, the number one rule, know thyself. And then do what you will.
I'm in like a fucking around with tarot cards. Like, I don't know if this should be spooky to me. Or this.
Yeah, it is very spooky. Like, the pictures and shit. It's like, what does this mean? Then, like, if you read the book, it's like, oh yeah, all this scary imagery, it just means that shit's connected. And like that means money's coming to you. And it's like, what? You mean like snakes dancing with no heads on top of dead babies means money's coming to me? I don't understand. But at the same time, I kind of do see
that
it.
Sounds about right.
I don't know, it's all this weird shit.
I want to check it out. I got those ones. I haven't touched none of that shit. I told you those books I found.
Yeah.
In my old apartment. I hadn't touched any of them. I was just like, man, I don't even want to read this shit.
The satanic books?
Yeah. But I didn't know they said 10 out of is magic, but I have no idea what's the difference, so I don't fuck with it.
I got a book that I was reading a little bit in. It's called Life After Death. It's about these people that had life after death experiences.
Yeah.
And just the stories that they told. Very fucked up story. But It's like, ah, you just had a real vivid dream. Fucker. Yeah. I had a friend at work. I said, hey, that he likes to acid. He went deep before. Like, he went 15 hours in, and he was in the world for 5 years. Yeah. I was like, what? What the fuck are you talking about,
dude? I don't know about that type of shit, man. I feel like...
Son, he said, they had a vial. He got a vial, you know. Each vial, each dose was like three hits or two hits or three hits or something like that. He was like, man, how much should I take? He was like, man, if anything, just like take two or something like that. If you really want to trip, I say take two the most. Dude was like, yeah, whatever. Say three hits. Three hits a dose, you know. So he took four, right? Yeah.
Double them up, baby.
He said in his fucking trip, he kept dying, and he had to figure out why he was dying.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and he
that was a life experience.
It changed his life. He stopped doing drugs and everything. Like, he stopped the bad shit. He stopped all the shit that was being negative,
so you shake back like that?
Yeah.
Because I'll shake back for like maybe like a week. I'll be like, all right, I'm good now.
Oh, no.
And I slowly creep in that shit, like other shit that I was already.
Have you seen that movie, The Source Code?
No. I think I have.
The guy's on the train trying to like find the bomb or whatever.
And he has to keep going back.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing, but that's a metaphor for like real life. Like,
yeah, that's just like fucking the World's End, that Tom Cruise movie where he kept dying.
Vanilla Sky?
No, not Vanilla Sky.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The end.
Where he was fighting all those aliens.
Yeah.
Who had the future knowledge. Right. Got covered in the aliens' blood, which blood is always a reference to melanin. That shit's crazy. Those aliens were melanated aliens on Earth. Yeah. All those movies are metaphysical. Like, anytime they have a primal alien, it's all from Lovecraft. Lovecraft is this dude who wrote books back in the day, and everybody called him racist and shit, because he'd be like, the dark black was so icky and scary, and then the Negro said to watch out for the blackness, and then the white people didn't care, and we danced on their graves, and then the icky black came up, and it killed everyone. The end. Like, that's all Lovecraft's books, and that's what all these movies are based on, like this primordial force coming back in like either an alien form or a killer or whatever, and like just wrecking havoc until somebody's like, no, fuck this, I got your blood, plus I'm on the side of the dead people. And he just like overpowers them.
I don't see any of that shit. Anything you just mentioned, I'm nowhere near on that. I have to get on that.
Yeah, the just basic ass movies.
How what any movies?
Like The Matrix and shit.
Oh, The Matrix.
Like Neo.
I've seen The Matrix.
You've seen it, you said?
I've seen it. Okay. I didn't see The Matrix in like 2000 or something.
Edge of Tomorrow. There you go.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. I'm gonna write this shit down.
He keeps dying. I was like, dig it. That's just exactly what that is. And he kept getting shot in the head. And he would feel it. He would feel it and everything. And he was like, man, fuck this again. Fuck it. Stop. But, you know, he's like, what do you hear? He said he had these two big black bounces and shit that was fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, sorry, we got to keep doing this, you know, until you learn. And he was like, what it is that you're all right, fucking, I'm going to stop doing all this stupid shit and everything. He's like, man, that's what we wanted to hear. And then he said,
was he a white guy?
Yeah.
Nigga. I can call these things.
He said he started ruling the world.
That's his melanin. He's got melanin too.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that fucking, okay, I get what you're saying.
That's
now.
His alien inside telling him you're doing shit wrong. You know, evolve your melanin, my nigga. Yeah. That's what they say.
He said he was a big guy. He kept getting shot. He kept dying. His head would explode and shit. And he said finally at one point, and then he just like, fuck it. And then he ruled this world for like 5 years. I was like, nigga, how long were you tripping for? He was like, man, like 15 hours. I was like, what? He said, yeah, man, when I woke up, man, he's just like, man, motherfucker was shaking him and said, and he was like, man, this motherfucker must be on X or something. He said he popped up and he was like, I ain't on X, and boom, went right back out. He said he woke up like a fucking... a few hours later in the hospital with tubes and shit.
So he was like going to sleep tripping?
I don't know, nigga. He was fucking, he was in some shit.
Damn,
like,
that's crazy.
He was, he was damn near in a coma.
He shook back though?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, after the fucking, that, like, his last stint, it was where the fucking dude came up and he was like, hey, man, you did well, man. Just take it on. Sorry I got to do this. Boom, and shot him again. He boom, woke up. And he's like, ah, dude.
Like, okay, now I shouldn't get shot again.
Yeah.
This should be my last time getting shot.
And I was like, nigga, that's weird.
Or he knows how he's going to die and he'll be ready for it. What if that was some shit? Like, you get shot in the head and he doesn't even care? Like, fuck it, I'm gonna do this. Like, 20 times?
20,
you gonna
so
shoot
many
me,
fucking
nigga?
Times.
That's what they don't want, niggas to feel invincible. Yeah. You imagine these niggas running around today feeling invincible for real, though?
Yeah.
Like, that would be some scary shit. That would be at World's End.
Yeah.
Whatever that shit was called.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Write that down. Is that some movie you can check out right now on Netflix or some shit?
Yeah,
it should be on Netflix.
It might be.
But I want one of these.
Talk
I had enough of them Jurassic for all life. Say what? I had enough of those arrests for the... Ah, fuck. I had enough of those for the rest of my life. All I need to get those.
The rest of your life?
Not the rest. But, I don't know. But right now,
months.
This wasn't. It wasn't giving me.
I ain't even gonna die since you like this podcast.
These types of club, man. It wasn't giving me enough pot of sugar. I need a lot of pot of sugar. I haven't eaten anything besides grits and eggs and shit today.
This coffee's good.
Your coffee's like shit. Man, the train passed and the rails came down. It didn't go back up. Stuck, son. We had to order and shit. Yeah. As soon as you come in, fucking.
We order pizza and shit, and every time I come and get in a big ass line for the lights, I just be walking down there and just meet them halfway.
And it's a long ass walk too.
I know.
It seems like it.
It's just another way to avoid work for a minute. I'm gonna eat on the way back so I can actually kind of enjoy it.
The other direction I like to take this on Twitter. This show's supposed to be about
yeah,
supposedly. I don't know. Anyway,
you don't have a Twitter account?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I don't fuck with it though. I mean, the only time I do something on Twitter is when I do all three on Instagram. Tumblr. I got a Tumblr, but I don't use that either.
Yeah, I don't use that either.
It's just Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah, I used to do that shit. I used to have Tumblr and I'd just post my Instagram pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, that was it. So I don't think it ever got off the ground.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how Tumblr pulls up all my pictures. And it's like, you wouldn't post them, and if you accidentally press it. Like, you got so many dick pics on Tumblr now. Damn it.
I'm very careful about this
shit. I'm scared. That's why I don't want to get into it.
You got to keep a folder on your phone just for that type of shit.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that just yet. So.
Yeah, it's too much work for dick pics.
Yeah. I'm like, I need this dick pic on hand.
Well, nah, this is like all your news. It's all everything that you get that's doing nobody else is seeing.
Yeah.
Nah, I had a vault that I used to have on one of my phones and shit, but...
Greatest thing is the government gets into all that.
Yeah.
They don't get no fucks. They all on Facebook. We got told of that shit. We still don't care.
At all. I ain't got no relate. Man, fucking funny thing. I was sitting, speaking of Facebook, I was sitting down at the waiting for this fucking rails to go up. And the Asians behind me were fucking doing a video in the car and shit. You know, I'm like, you wouldn't expect to always catch that every time now. Like, I'm catching it more and more now. I'm like, bitch, you just doing a video? Okay. I seen a bitch do that little, you know, where they don't say shit. They just look and flick their hair. Oh, I so wanted to tackle this chick, son. I just wanted to fucking two-point stance tackle.
What's she doing again? Just take a video?
She was just fitting, you know, them silent videos where they just look and they fucking, they flip their hair and they move their neck.
Oh, no, they acting like they looking at themselves?
Yeah. Just from behind, just fucking Goldberg spear her ass, you know? Just, like, just, you look so stupid. Stop.
Or this will get you some hits. This hit will get you some hits, bitch.
Whatever she was doing that shit to you at?
It wasn't to me. It was to herself.
Ah. You mean like that shit they be doing on Snapchat? That's what Snapchat is all about.
Nah.
I recently deleted Snapchat. I miss it so bad. I deleted it from my phone. The app.
Yeah. Yeah, too much stuff on your phone.
I remember this girl sent a Snapchat to like, she sent it to me and some other dudes, and it was her like playing with her pussy. And I was like, oh, damn, that's tight. I never got one of these before. This was a random girl. So I did a little screenshot, and I looked at it again, and it's like shit all in her ass. Oh! Like, we posted the picture, and be like, clean up. It was weird. But that video didn't come on at all. From first, like, the first she was doing her nails, and just went right in there. Just...
Yeah, they're clean videos
or that.
They're clean, dirty videos.
This is dirty. This is dirty, dirty. Shit,
yeah, man. So what you be doing on Twitter and shit?
Nothing. Just fucking watching fights. Just do everything. Follow all the shit I like hockey. And that's pretty much it. Just keep up with sports and shit like that. And comedians.
That's cool.
I don't know nobody else on Twitter. I mean, I just started meeting new people that I actually see on a regular basis on Twitter, so I'll start getting to it more, but other than that, just be fucking around. Another distraction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the impersonal nature of Twitter.
I like it for you not to watch the news, to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Even though you're watching news, you don't really know what the fuck is going on anyway, but you watch your own shit.
You can follow specific people who will be saying something about the news.
Yeah,
like, you can follow it from a comedian's perspective or actual news station and shit. Like, following people is a big thing for me when I started. It was like I'd follow all these people and then have a good news feed. And then I wouldn't really post shit, I'd just read the news. and retweet people and shit. And like, eventually I was like, I'm following way too many people for how many people are following me. Mm. Then I got to like the Twitter statistics and the ratio. It's like, why are my followers following me back and shit?
Yeah. Man,
it's a fucking rabbit hole.
It's
awesome once you get to that space and you're like, who the fuck is reading these tweets? Why aren't these people unfollowing me?
My brother was on there. He started talking to so many girls on there, and for a while, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but there was this mad teen girls who just hit him up, like, on his Twitter. I was just like, man, you better delete this shit. He's like, I don't know. Only follow them, they just, like, post back. They just keep posting back. Teen. Because they got different Twitters. Like, they got some raw girls on Twitter. Like, when I first got on Twitter, I wasn't doing nothing but just fishing, like, for girls in my area. That was just down the fuck. Just going through just every little Twitter profile, whatever. And you come across some shit, you be like, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But then they keep hitting you up. And some of them be bots, but some of them is real. And you just fucking with it.
Be bots.
I thought I ran into a bot.
Bots are going ham.
But then I actually ran into somebody that was like real, but she's really, really crazy.
Might as well have been a bot.
But like, I always throw out some stupid shit just to see if it is a bot, you know? And then fall for it. They'll shoot like, what? Bitch, I'm gonna stop talking to you because you sound crazy. I was like, oh, well, good. I'm glad you're not a bot trying to take me to a porn site. I'm happy that you're not this and you're a pretty chick. Started talking to her. She's one of the chick's friend that I already messed with.
No shit.
Right. And she like, so in the back of my head, I'm like, man, this is funny. You know, I'm like,
like they was a technique.
It seems like a setup. I'm like, where'd you come from? Ain't nobody ever tried to holler at me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm talking to her. I'm like, whatever, we'll be shooting the shit and all that for about a good few weeks. And then, boom, it goes silent. And I'm like, whoa, you know? And then for about a week after that, it took a week, and then it came back. And it was like, yeah, you know what? You talked to my friend.
Recon team.
I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I thought this was going to be some bullshit like this. That's why I ain't got no old lady, so you can't really say that slipping. I did.
Yeah.
Exactly. Trying to catch me slipping.
Turn our recon team on.
That's some crazy shit.
But the bad thing about it is like, yeah, well, since all this happened, you going to be for me now? It's like, bitch, what?
Since I caught you, you want to be my boyfriend?
You just set all this shit up. This bitch, that's you the, think she don't like me, but I was just by her last
trap.
Night.
That's the bear trap. God. Oh, does this happen?
Yeah, this is still going on.
You're like, in the trap, and then you have a pet for life.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Because I was trying to set up a three-way, but this other chick doesn't like her at all now. Because they were best friends at one point. They were best friends real close. Like, they used to taste each other.
That's how it works.
Right. So I was like, shit, yeah, let's get this popping. But then you kind of like, she's over here. She's like, well, if you can get it going. And this chick's over here, like, I'm going to fuck that hoe up if she ever come around me. So, you know, because she's like, all right, this is cool that you do this with other niggas, but why you going to try to take my nigga? You know, I'm with this nigga fucking him, and you gonna come in and do this shit? She didn't even tell her to do that shit. To come and be like, hey, yeah, let's test the waters with this nigga and see if he faithful.
That's some shit off of TV.
It seems like it. I went with it. I enjoyed all of it. It's still fun, so. It's still fun. And both of them still won't fuck. So I'm like, yes. Y'all think that niggas are stupid? You ran into the wrong nigga. I'm intelligent, bitch. Alright. Bing.
That means it's true. John asked if we were at morning call.
Thumbs up.
You ever do the Tinder?
Yeah.
We're talking about social media here.
What? Tinder.
I never even hook up with any girl on Tinder.
What? You need to get on tagged then, my nigga.
I didn't tag.
Tag,
that was good.
Tag ain't nothing but for the fucking
ratchets.
The ratchet holes, nigga. The ghetto sluts. That's where you gonna find me. It's
lit. Hey, you might see me on tag. Hashtag Lord Black Rock. Hook me up, trash and snatch.
Oh, so you find some motherfuckers on that.
They didn't need to tag, though. Tag out here. I'd be scared to fuck with girls on tag out here.
Yeah, like, you should be, nigga. You serious? Most of them dudes. Most of them pretty boys. Pretty boys. It's like, damn.
Like fucking, like.
Yeah, they just take a real good picture. That's it. That is it. And then you fucking get to a
that's the whole
like,
that's the whole thing behind news. You gotta have the news. Like, let me see.
Yeah, some of them put it up there. They like to hide it in there, like trans or whatever, like this, mm-hmm. or TH, just some shit like that. I look for kids. You got a kid, or you got a pussy. So.
I'm trying to.
I was trying to avoid kids, but now I'll go for it.
It makes you think about it now, right?
Yeah.
I want to avoid the fuck out of kids, but I'm not sure. I probably want a kid. You need to have maybe one or two, just so I can be sure. Because the first one could be a fluke, but the second one, all right, you got a vagina. All
right, I found a string of tweets to go through. This is a normal segment. Call it a segment. It's not a normal segment on the show. Read some tweets and then comments are welcome during, between, after, any time. Interjections, you know. Normal classroom rules. Pictures being taken. Bumba clock. Jamaican words. Streaming tweets. Reading off my phone, not from the archive this time. Twitter archives, check them out. You can get your own. Star Wars, LOL. I've been wanting to tell my friends in Star Wars that it's all about the same shit everything is about. Hashtag Melanin Wars. They use the power of the sun like I did myself in my own vision. But they destroyed a few planets. I destroyed the illusion of pain. Either way, the Jedi are conscious melanin wielders. Either way, the Jedi are conscious melanin welders. The tiny sentient aliens that live inside me. Hashtag black goo in Peru. Hashtag antimatter. Man, black goo in Peru, that's some shit, man.
What's black goo in Peru?
They have the shit they're calling black goo. It's this sentient crystal. It's this black crystal. Like, you can split it up. And it responds to itself, like in split parts.
Like a magnet?
Yeah.
Oh, like shit, I think I've seen that before.
But it's like water.
It's real shit.
Yeah, it's some real shit.
When did they find this at?
They've been calling it black water. It's been appearing off the coasts of like Florida and Africa and shit. They
like
call
T-2000.
It. Like what?
T-2000.
What's that?
Terminator.
Yeah, it's that type of shit. Holy black. Shit.
I ain't seen. Oh, wait, the fucking Metal Terminator? Yeah. From the video game?
It's that exact same shit, but it's like black, and it's the weirdest shit, so they don't want to tell people about it. I don't know, it's on the hush hush right now. Hashtag black goo in Peru.
That's some Reddit shit. That's some shit that you find on Reddit like that.
The metaphysical lectures and shit. Like it gave me a link to this black goo. Like there's this guy talking about it and shit. It's really cool. It's on YouTube. Like everything is on YouTube.
Black goo in Peru.
Like not even Peru, just black goo.
Black goo.
Wielders and wielders the same word, or did I typo again?
Wielders or welders?
Yeah, that's on Vice, dude. Black goo in the environment. In the end of the world. Oh, yeah. October 7, 2015. That came a couple months ago.
Hashtag confirmation. But yeah, man, that shit's the physical, it's the physical manifestation of melanin. Like, it's the shit that's our soul. It's like our soul shit. The earth has a soul too. Everything living has a soul. Well, not a soul, a spirit. But anyway.
Damn.
It's like the earth is living and shit, and it responds to all the shit we're doing to it.
Yeah.
That's why we get all these goddamn super hurricanes. Anyway, wielders and welders, is that the same word, or did it type it again?
I think it's welders.
Yeah, it's definitely two. Oh shit.
Yeah, I gotta get on that shit, man. Yo, you said send me some links on Twitter, man, to check this shit out.
Yeah.
I'm tired of watching the same crime documentaries over and over on fucking Netflix. I'm bored just sitting watching the same fucking 9/11 videos. Watching Bin Laden escape.
Alright, anyway, Jedi.
Gotcha.
Dark and light sides are actually the same damn thing. Study polarity. To be truly colorblind is to understand how to identify with power demonstrated, not the colors presented. I feel like a preacher when I read this. It's great.
I'm following. I'm feeling like my church here. I had a lecture.
Preach.
Learning mad knowledge right now.
Dark whoever gains power through hate. Light whomever gains power through love. Though they are the same, love overpowers hate. This is because you can blindly love while gaining wisdom, but hate wanes with understanding. Which is why I don't hate you, Earth people. I get it. Life is scary. It's cool. I am the judge, and my judgment is brutal and fair. But you are not on the stand. I am, and I'm not just me. Those tweets have been brought to you by the Holy Spirit. Nigga, I'm fly. Look at my watch. Look at my flashy chain. You can't touch me with no matter. I'm metaphysical, nigga. My crown chakra sign so bright, it burn out your eyes, nigga. I'm fly. Nigga, watch me die. A war death, nigga. A war death. Niggas wonder why I say fame is lost on me.
Is this your tweet?
Yeah, this is my tweet. Okay. Straight from Twitter.
I'm on your Twitter now. Which one are you on? Wait, which one? Day what?
It's like 6 days ago.
Alright, I saw this one.
Hello, Secret Field. This is being recorded 6 days from when I said, niggas wonder why I say fame is lost on me. You think they put my insanely sane ass on TV? Maybe Adult Swim.
Dog, what? You'd be old
on
Adult Swim.
Yeah,
MTV,
yeah.
MTV2.
This might be on Nancy Grace.
You could be on
the manifesto of Brian Broussard.
Yeah, I have a Negus Manipulator song about not having a manifesto. It's all my life scattered on the internet. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to read a bunch of shit from Twitter and Facebook if you want to read my manifesto. It's going to be the most hard thing to read. I think that's why I make mixtapes and shit, though. Get like ideas in one spot.
I'm sorry, I got powdered sugar.
Nah, it's fine.
I got a mess.
This shit's dirty.
Alright, people talk like.
Me up on the inside.
People talk like to God in front of me.
Yeah.
Gonna spike the coffee.
Alright, I guess.
Spiking coffee.
This shit was rough last night. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're a hot chocolate. You're so welcome.
Oh, yeah. Give me that good alcohol. Yeah, I think that's the end of my tweets room. Oh, wait. No, one more tweet. I've seen 30 minutes of Hateful Eight, and it feels less racist than Star Wars. I had to get that one.
Star Wars that racist?
what?
No, it's
Hateful
not.
Eight is a little bit more racist than Star Wars.
Not
than
Star Wars. Space Rogue One now.
Yeah,
it's just out of the blue. Did you see what I told y'all on fucking what you call it last night on Facebook? The message I sent y'all that niggas is on TV.
Nah.
And I don't think so.
Oh my god, what the fuck? I wrote this to y'all last night. All these niggas on TV. Like, nigga, motherfucker, black people have blown up on TV. You understand? Nigga, to a fucking, Empire. Power.
Oh, you mean the
Yeah, power's dope, but here power's a shit.
Put down black people. Scandal.
Yeah.
Niggas is on TV.
What's that shit with, the girl from fucking Girlfriends? What's that girl's name, man? Fuck. Light-skinned chick with the curly hair. Anthony Anderson's on the show.
Oh, Blackish.
Yeah, Blackish.
Blackish? That was,
Lawrence Fishburne's on there too.
Yeah, but fucking Annie.
Fucking Chris Rock with Terry Crews. Yeah, damn, damn.
Right.
Even that new shit, the new Disney movie they're coming out with. It wasn't just Annie, it was another one.
Do you guys like to know why?
Yes.
Because we're raising in power. Rising in power. Yo, we gotta appease these people before
That's
they kill
they
all
say.
Of us.
That's what they're saying. It's like, ooh, people like to see black people on TV. Like, they like the color now. Or something
no,
like
it's,
that.
It's not even
it's,
that.
It's
that's
no, no.
All over
it brings flavor. It brings something else besides.
But what's up with that OJ movie? Tell me about that shit.
So that shit.
That shit's
gonna,
way over
they're
there.
They're going to retell the story in any way they fucking feel like. Any fucking minute details they want to trash OJ with,
yeah,
they're gonna put that shit in the movie. They're gonna put him like
doing blow and shit.
Yeah, like fucking plenty of white chicks and looking like a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
could have been Junior before.
Put it in
the place every fucking role.
And the thing is, they're probably gonna have the same outcome of the trial where he goes free or whatever, but they're gonna make it look, you know, like fucking, what's the word? Suspenseful. It's gonna be suspenseful. That means you have to make the character look like an asshole.
Have y'all seen that? Fucking, that OJ, fucking, after the trial verdict, the reactions to it? Yeah, I see this shit. I'm gonna pull it up. It's this shit.
So why are all the blacks on TV, bro?
This is, I told you that, nigga, we getting powerful. Jesus. Nigga, I'm getting powerful. I'm gonna include everybody in this, cause one person doesn't elevate by themselves. That's not how melanin works. It's a group effort. There's a group thought, a group think. Like the top 5%ers, you know them, like it's not the same thing, but it's like less percentage of them are like real conscious people who understand that this universe is a hologram that only exists inside of us. We have like 7 cells and what, there's like 7 billion stars and shit. Like, how many people have died? That's all of our ancestors out there in the space.
Yeah.
Like, every person's a star. Like, that Kendrick's album started off, every nigga is a star. Like, that shit's true. We all made of stardust and shit. There's nothing that exists in the universe that does not exist in our own human bodies.
Man.
So why wouldn't it yin-yang into each other? I don't know, that's a hard concept to grasp, but at the same time.
I'm just thinking about, damn, I've been slipping for a man to get on. I think I got this bullshit. Slipping for a minute, dude.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense.
Fresh off the boat, minority boy.
No, I'm not sure you saw this shit anymore. Thank you for telling me that. I just killed it. I'm right there, watch it again.
The yeah, casting exploded this season.
And you know what happens anyway.
Like, they're redoing Roots.
I know they're redoing Roots.
I know.
I heard they're redoing Roots.
Fucking ridiculous.
Look at ethnic casting.
Also, at the same time, we're not being casted for King Kong. We're not being casted as the original native people in these huge-ass movies that like have huge-ass budgets. King Kong made millions. And they had black people on the island, but they weren't black. They were white people in blackface. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Where was the casting call to the niggas? Like, hey, niggas, we need some niggas. We need some people to
put
some
talking about Exodus?
That's a different story. That's a different side of the spectrum. They're trying to change history with Exodus. They weren't even trying to change history with King Kong. Like, that was just a a remake movie. They could add some black people playing the black people. They had white people playing the black people.
I think it does something when you have black people on screen and white people. It does.
Yeah, it does. Because like I said, like to be truly colorblind is to understand the powers being displayed and not the colors being presented. Like, if you see these white people like fucking around in the pyramids, like
Indiana Jones,
yeah, it's like you're not supposed to look at it and be like, oh, this is presented to me while in the pyramids. That's not what it was. Like, the power presented is what it is. Like, it doesn't have to be white people in your mind. It could be whoever you want it to be. But they present it as...
It becomes your own reality.
Yeah.
Your own imagination.
There's a lot going on for pressing man. Your perception is all you have in this world. Most people
white
are
girl.
Locked up
I'm
in...
White girl dancing. I'm sorry.
Most people are locked up in fucking insane asylums because of their perceptions. They just shit.
Little white girl doing black people dance.
That's it.
The nene.
You know, white people gotta go to black before they, you know, that's the
takeover.
The progress of the world. It's not a takeover, I wouldn't call it that. Government be at my door and shit. Hear about that takeover, nigga. What's going on?
It's consuming everybody, though. What do you mean? Is that not taking over?
Yeah, I mean...
But, oh, like, we shouldn't say that. Choices. Let's go to...
Yeah.
You want to call it the immaculate
consumption
that nobody knows about, but it's happening?
Yep, like, I get on stage to talk about being a consumer, but that I relate it to being in my own head, like, not in the...
And when I think of consuming shit, I think of me eating your soul.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I think
like,
of. That anime was legit as the fuck.
Legit. Black Star.
Yeah, and his name was Black Star.
It's
fucking antimatter.
Come on,
fucking,
son. You know? He was so dope.
It's a black hole.
He was so dope. You need to watch that. If anything.
I heard of that. I don't remember.
That's a series you should watch right there. And it gets deep, son. That shit gets
What's
deep.
What's that shit called again?
Love Soul Eater.
Alright. Oh, I remember somebody told me about it, but I never got it.
I started watching it again.
I had my visions of eating souls and shit. And then I watched Soul Eater. And
dude,
this is the exact
and the souls
shit.
Look so delicious. They make it look so delicious.
Looks
they
like
just,
a little
what's it about? So what's the movie about? What's it from?
Death. It's a school for the... Grim Reapers. Yeah. To become Grim Reapers, and Death is the principal, or the...
Yeah, like a headmaster.
Yeah, the head of the school, and
okay.
They have... other like different roles and shit that other people play, like there's a doctor zombie that killed himself
just for the
sake of
so you can be undead
of class or whatever. Just you gotta watch it. It's fucking it's real dope.
Yeah,
it
but what they do is like they go around the earth
cleaning the world of evil souls.
Evil souls.
And
right. The evil souls are souls that eat other human souls. But like they eat them to a point where they change personally.
You gotta get 99 souls in a witch soul to become
a death sight.
Yeah, death sight.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the tool that death uses, you can become the death's right hand, pretty much, which is very, very insane, very cool concept.
It's
awesomely metaphysical.
Dope as shit. And then like if you watch it while you're tripping. Like, the things that you'll see in there, like, the fucking sun. The sun has its own personality.
Yeah, the sun's always,
when
like,
you know when the sun's
sad.
Extra, you know, just fucking pumping off.
It's so cool.
I'm gonna fuck with it. I've never really gotten an anime like that.
What? Anime really fucking, you know, anime will take you somewhere. Because I got a little cousin. Speaking of anime, Comic-Con is this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fucking Avengers are gonna be here Saturday.
Damn,
nigga, anime.
I'm gonna peep that. I went to this fucking hotel for this job, and they had like a anime convention. Everybody was dressed up and shit, and it was in Virginia. And me and my brother met these girls, and I was like, hey, let's go hang out with these girls. Like, nigga, why would we do that? Why don't we just stay here at the hotel? Dude, we're good. And I'm like, oh man, I just wanted to go out. And we went out, and it sucked. And then I woke up in the breakfast. I was like, man, that kind of blew us. And he's like, yeah, man, we should have stayed here. I was like, why'd you let me fucking pick that decision? You could have just had a blast here. So yeah, I definitely want to check that out.
Okay, Comic-Con, man. I've never been yet.
Comic-Con's like an actual convention, like.
Any of those conventions. Seen them.
They go hard for that shit.
I'm
And I say everybody in the hotel was there dressed up. Everybody was.
I really like to get into going to see you.
He should probably end this. It's probably close to at least an hour. Anybody up? Well, I can figure out. Hey, we could do deductive reasoning. When did I send that last text? It's 40 minutes in. We're not actually at an hour. We don't have to rush.
Awesome.
Dragon's Den is starting in like 20. Not sure if I want to go, but probably will end up going. It's like, what else the fuck you do? What the fuck else is there to do other than comedy? What's in comedy and pain? The pain of waiting for comedy to happen again.
It's cool, it's every night. Shit.
This camera's making like the, yeah, the most minute movements.
It's going to
focus.
It's real going to focus on you. It's going to get you. It's going. Alright, this has been a good podcast. Parker Barnes, Kyle Smith.
Hey.
Lord Byron. All that shit. Parker, what's your Twitter handle?
Urban Swine.
Urban Swine, at Urban Swine, Kyle. Just to say it, if you remember.
Phantom_Corp.
Indeed. Eat your beignets, drink your coffee, swallow your liquor. Job.